Forever Dog.
My gosh, baby, when I tell you, welcome back for another steaming,
piping,
scalding serving of hot goss. This, of course, is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep dive into the dreams. So let's get into some hot goss. My heart is palpitating.
Well, I always advise not doing coke before noon.
First of all, you've never advised that. So do not lie on the first episode of Hot Goss in 2021.
Advised
that. That has never been your official position.
Baby, if I wanted to go to Puerto Vallarta, I could go to Puerto Vallarta. Oh. But guess what? I won't because I am quarantining.
There is just everything going on. Like, the moment that we're recording right now, it is Wednesday, and the Capitol is being overtaken by fascist people who are like breaking in and breaking shit. And as of now, the police aren't really doing shit. The police are like, how are you doing? Whereas like at the Black Lives Matter protests, it was like, we're going to fucking slash and burn and fucking make you hurt. So like this, my heart is beating really fast right now. And like, this is all happening right now. But this is a show that is about escaping from the terrors and horrors of the real world.
Yeah,
I guess. I guess that's what it is. Now.
Yeah, I mean, we're more here for gossip, conjecture, drama, assorted messiness.
Yeah.
But always in a clean, concise package.
Honey, her package is always clean.
I can see a whiff of waifo in that. Is that a Vera Wang silk shantung gown you're wearing?
Yes, it is. It is shantung.
I love Wang on you. Wang on you is so wonderful. Vera Wang, not Alexander Wang.
Yeah, I called V. I call her V. We're really close. Oh. I called V and I said, I want to do something that looks really effortless, but that actually takes thousands of hours of work to execute. And I think she did that.
Much like our promo pictures.
Oh, girl.
I can't tell you. I didn't know that you were a Cholisha Pera because you are wearing pink hair, much like another significant figure who figures largely in the drag race world. RuPaul wore pink hair this year, and then you went and wore pink hair. The coincidences astound and just continue to roll in like anarchists off the Capitol walls.
It was like we were going in and we were doing our pastel pinup, and so we looked at all the girls' promo pictures, and I was like, I could do an homage to like one of the contestants, but then I don't know how the season's gonna go. I don't want to play favorites, So I was I'll just like do an homage to Mother, and we'll call it a day. I got a fucking swimsuit, and I'm ready to go to the pool.
Very pool party, very pool party hooker.
Pool party, 1997 mix.
Mm-hmm. Well, happy New Year, the happiest of New Years.
Ring in the Rue Year.
Okay,
I've got it. I didn't even warm up. Wow. Back in the saddle with season 13. What a great way to start out the year. That's a beacon of hope in a really crazy world.
Yeah, drag will always find a way to get us through. You know, with the BBC drag and the American Drag Race and all of them, we have lots to talk about. And we can't wait to get to know our new sisters. A lot of them will be popping up here and there on the Mom Network. But on December 21st, we played charades with a couple of them, Heidi and Closet, mm-hmm. Jackie Beat, Priyanka, and Jiggly Caliente. Mm-hmm. And we raised over $10,000 to support mm-hmm. fairfight.com and the mm-hmm. Transgender Law Center. And you can watch the full video of charades right now on demand at vimeo.com/on-demand/racechasercharades/ Chaser 80.
No, not Slash Chaser.
Well, the link will be in our bio.
You can look up Raise Chaser Charades. It was really, really fun. We raised money for some really good causes. Fair Fight also helped win this election in Georgia. So deep applause to everyone in Georgia.
Flipping Georgia from red to blue.
They braved the long lines. They activated themselves and they fucking worked it out. And it's really lovely to see in action. We'll also be announcing the raffle winner on Instagram at Race Chaser Pod. So if you entered the raffle at Charades, please check that out. It might be you. You might be a winner and you don't even know it. But now enough. We have to talk about Puerto Vallarta.
Whoop, whoop. Over the past week, there's been a lot of online hoopla about gays in Puerto Vallarta partying for New Year's Eve, conversations about shaming people on social media, canceling people, or just holding our fellow community members accountable for behavior during a pandemic. One name has been on everybody's lips, and that's at Gays Over COVID. Mm. This is a really incredible and amazing moment for the pod because we have with us right here on Hot Goss, the creator of the social media frenzy. Please welcome Gays Over COVID at large. Welcome to the show.
Hello, you guys. Hello, hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm in hiding because obviously I don't want the Puerto Vallarta gays to track me down. But please remember, not all heroes wear capes, but they do wear masks, honey.
Who the fuck is this?
I think I know who it is.
Okay, it's just me.
Yeah. Go ahead.
It's Gay Over COVID. Hi. No, we didn't know this was happening, and we're seeing on our Zoom call a person in a Batman mask, Ariana Grande headphones, and a sort of Southwestern kind of inspired sort of like
a little serape moment,
right? Like blouse. We thank you so much, Gay Over COVID, for joining us. We have a few questions. There's a real witch hunt to find out who you are. So tell us, are you scared?
Well, yeah, I don't know if you guys saw that post, but there's a post going around saying they're offering a $500 reward for my head, which is way more than I normally charge. And honey, let them search for me. These guys have caught COVID-19, but they won't catch me.
Oh my God. $500? Aren't you offended that that's kind of low? I mean,
that was pretty rude.
Get the bounty up, toots.
I know, maybe 3K, maybe 4K, something like that, but $500.
Will you ever reveal your true identity, or are you going to be this hush-hush white snake? Was a white snake? Watergate, not white snake,
deep
sorry.
Snake.
Oh, yeah, it's a sort of a white snake, Watergate, deep throat situation. I can't reveal myself because unlike those 60 idiots partying on that boat, I refuse to unmask. Speaking of that boat, you guys know they're calling it the Gay Titanic? Sweetie, the Gay Titanic is just regular Titanic. Kathy Bates, Kate Winslet in huge hats, and a soundtrack by Celine Dion? That's gay. This was just a boat full of homos blaring the new Ariana album, but instead of lip-syncing, they were just sinking. The only thing Titanic about this is that whether near, far, or wherever they are, they're making this pandemic go on and on. It's just malicious gay faggotry, and I did not expect to run into here. I thought this behavior was reserved for circuit parties like in Atlanta, Georgia.
I mean, malicious gay faggotry is something that we specialize in usually on Race Chaser, but not aquatic malicious gay faggotry. Like, people could have drowned, Kim. I'm very thankful for your diligent work. Do you have any limits? Like, are you worried that this will affect future career prospects of, like, possibly writing jokes for the haters roast or any illustrious opportunities like that?
No, I'm not super concerned about getting hired for the haters roast. And I should make clear, this is not Jackie B.
That much is clear. No. We thank you so very much, Gay Over COVID, for joining us today.
Here's the thing. I'm not sure how they can track him. Maybe they can locate one of the poodles that fell out of his mouth, and they could track the collar and see who the owner is, or the purse is. Maybe it'll have an ID that fell out of his mouth.
Thank you so much, Gay Over COVID. Yes.
Thank you, Gays Over COVID.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Ooh, tell me there's a Rainbow Spotlight.
There is. There's a Rainbow Spotlight every Hot Gossington's. This week's Rainbow Spotlight is a song called Back of the Truck, and this is Machete. And this music video is wild. Y'all need to watch it. We link it on our Instagram at RaceChaserPod.
Let's give it a listen.
Acting like a slut, looking like a bitch. I am not like other girls. I have a dick, titties out, leather jacket. I'm causing such a racket. Walk like a bitch, but I talk like a faggot. I don't give a fuck if I'm ladylike. You should know that Mimi's gonna get it any way she likes. Bet you wanna see what's up. Bet you wanna stay the night. Bet you wanna beat it up. Bet you wanna lay the pipe. Back of the truck, I look like something that you wanna fuck. I look like something that you wanna fuck. I look like something that you wanna fuck. Yeah, back of the truck, I look like something that you wanna fuck. I look like something that you wanna fuck. I look like something that you wanna fuck.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you, and then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Tell it to my heart. Tell me.
Oh, wait, never mind. We can't do that. We're not going to do that.
Please forward my call to Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, okay, so Taylor Dane, okay, we're back. Taylor Dane, Vanilla Ice, Terry Nunn, the Beach Boys all performed at Mar-a-Lago on New Year's Eve for Donald Trump Jr.'s birthday party, maskless indoor event. To this, we give the bottom dispute of the week.
The only people that were in masks were the staff and the servers.
Girl.
So bye. At least somebody was smart in that room.
We were rooting for you, Taylor Dane. We were all rooting for you. How dare you, Taylor Dane?
Honestly. And then Terry Nunn, she was a Drag Race judge.
How like, dare... She wanted to fuck Raven. How dare you? We were all rooting for you, Terry Nunn.
And to sing Take My Breath Away, like, do you not get, like, what a slap that is in the face to people that are still dealing with respiratory problems from other assholes throwing parties where... diseases get spread?
Is this the fucking episode of Veep or is this real life? Are you fucking serious? Wow.
Okay. Over the past week, we've been getting lots of things drawn to our attention about different people going different places. And thank you. We see it. We're not dumb. Are we going to crucify our friends for it? Maybe. But I would first like to say that I'd rather have friends who are fucked up a little bit sometimes than no friends at all and me be right alone in a corner pointing a finger. Because I haven't done everything perfect during this quarantine. I haven't traveled since March 13th, and I've done on a plane. And I did one show in Vegas where I wore masks. Everybody had masks that I saw when they were walking around, and they were really enforcing it in Vegas. But I realized that me going out tells people, you should come out too. Come out and see me. And it's basically, you know, I'm promoting that people should come and join me at a club. And right now, for me personally, I'm not going to be doing that anymore until I feel it's a little bit safer. Other people obviously have different opinions on that, as evidenced by their actions. The one thing I will say about Shangela is I did not know she got blonde highlights, and I really like them. Somebody was like, oh, what does Miss Willem have to say about this? We'll see about Race Chaser. She's selective about who she critiques. And I was like, well, who is this? I didn't know that Shangela went blonde, and that was news to me. I mean, it's not a brassy blonde. It's almost like baby lights. I don't even know if it's highlights, honestly. But looking beautiful.
Sun in? Is it just sun in?
Well, she's getting sun in down there in PV for sure.
Lemon juice. It's just lemon juice, and you go lay out in the sun.
It could be a PV filter.
Right.
I don't know. What's your take on this? You've been doing more shows than me, and I mean, even at our own shows, there's been girls who have given other girls, girls have made themselves available to get COVID by being out and doing shows, and shows have been canceled because of COVID spreading. So, like, what's your take on this? You've done more shows than me, but you've also been like really socially distanced, and you're like taller than fuck, so you're not in 6 feet of anybody's face.
I don't know what shows you're even referring to. The only physical human being shows I have done have been in an outdoor setting in a completely COVID ass fucking compliant fucking way. So like, don't make it sound like I'm out doing shows in clubs, because I'm not.
No, I didn't make it sound like that at all. Just like
I've done like three shows.
Three. Yeah.
As opposed to one. So, yes, I technically have done more shows than that. Oh. I'm just... No, I totally get what you're saying about... It feels sticky to me because it's like... And it's so difficult because girls
that clean your lace, girl. Cheap spirit gum. Are you using the Mayron spirit gum or the little stuff that comes with the wig?
Mastix, honey. This is Mastix, baby. That is Mayron. This costs $5.99. That costs $2.99. No, it's so sticky because it's not illegal what our sisters are doing. I mean, Florida is open for business and it has been for a very long time. So girls who live down there are doing shows. Is it something that I would do? Would I travel to a different city and promote that I was going to be in a club and ask people to come there, like you said? No, mm-hmm. Like at this point right now, I would not feel comfortable doing that. And I was asking people to congregate and come see my show in New York and in
Chicago.
But
that was outside in a car. Right.
Yes. So it is a little bit. It is a little bit different, but it's like, it's difficult because it's like, I also understand that girls have to work. Girls have to work. The whole thing with like Puerto Vallarta, and it sucks because Puerto Vallarta is a place that I really love, and I don't want the city to be damaged or stigmatized by all of this.
Well, their ICU beds are at 100 capacity right now, just like LA. So it's like, why would you go somewhere that people are actively getting sick and it's still like a problem?
Right.
But I get why people would go there, because it's fun. And I know people that have gone there and literally stayed in their Airbnb the whole time. They didn't go out. They didn't party.
Which that is a different story, because it is possible to go to a place and quarantine and follow the procedure and not bring your American problem, which our COVID problem, especially in California, especially in Los Angeles, is deeply fucked up. yeah. and bringing that to another country that it may even be less equipped to deal with it. The ICU beds are, you know, the hospitals are at capacity. Mm-hmm. So like it is irresponsible. And so we see this sort of like public, like calling out culture.
Public, we see it within our sisters. They're doing it to themselves.
Right. Okay. I want to talk about something that is really important in the current political landscape. And of course that is the tweets that have gone on between mm-hmm. Trinity, Farrah, and Gia. Now
Trinity, the block Chuck Taylor.
Now, okay. So and a dash of Gamora.
Just a skosh.
A dash to flavor. Mm-hmm. That's what the directions say. It's the technical challenge on the Great British Baking Show, and so they leave the recipe purposefully vague. So they just say a dash of Gamora. Would you like to? Who would you like to play?
I would like to be the voice of reason. So why don't you pick, and then I'll go with the other one because I can play anything.
There are no,
you know,
no
you know, I have the range.
There are no voices of reason. There's no reason.
Well, fine. I'll be Farrah then.
Okay, great. I'll start with Trinity.
Yeah, and you know, you got a good Southern pageant voice. I know that.
Could you play some sort of sweet, like, sentimental piano underneath this for us, Will? We appreciate you.
Will, I need a Chromatica interlude, please.
Unless you are going to pay my bills, then I suggest STFU about me doing what I have to do to survive. I understand the situation of the world, and unfortunately, our government can't get their shit together. It make it better faster. My job is no different than a server or someone who works retail or at a grocery store. Unfortunately, it's a job that requires me to be in proximity of people. What I can do is my best to follow guidelines and hold some around me accountable to do the same. I won't apologize for trying to survive when I haven't.
Enter Pheromone. Being a nightlife entertainer is not an essential job. None of us can pay our bills right now. It is so unimaginably selfish to put people's health at risk for a gig when literally everyone's trying to do their part and hospitals are starting to overfill. But whatever, LOL.
That's your opinion, Vera.
Vera?
I don't...
Vera Charles?
I don't know about you, but
if I kept my hair natural like yours,
I'm not going to let my house go into foreclosure. Something that I worked very hard to get that I never had before. What I can do is follow guidelines as much as possible. We won't agree on this one. Sorry.
I think she's referring to glory holes. which is, Farrah says, I do love you, sis, but out of all the gals, you've been pretty fortunate this year. Let's not act like you needed this one gig to save your house. Emoji with the eyebrow raised. Using our names to fill nightclubs right now when hospitals are overfilled is not ethical and makes us no different than the circuit gays. Pheromone continues, oh my god, Trinity blocked me. Pheromone continues, I'm actually genuinely surprised. I tried to word everything as respectful as possible. Literally, I know people who are barely holding on to their lives right now in ICUs, and LA County has zero beds available for the hospital. This has been the worst pandemic since it began. One more pheromone. I am a nightlife entertainer too. I make all my money from live gigs. I have been hurting financially too. I want things to go back to normal too. We have influence in this industry and things are bad right now. Really bad. We have to do better and protect each other.
And then in pops Gia Gunn, Senator Gia Gunn. Nobody's backpedaling, doll. I'll say it again. Farrah is a slut, sexual, luscious, undeniable thought. Then stay tuned for my video explaining to you all as to why I don't like her and what led up to our disagreements on All Stars. Oh, guess you all forgot to ask what happened. Why don't you take a Gia?
So the next day, fresh day, fresh mindset. Yesterday was a friendly reminder why I stopped feeding into the toxic world of drag and how I will no longer let my sisters punk me out and continue to play me out to be the bad guy. Guess what? I am who I am by the grace of God, and 2021 will be it. Meanwhile, Gia always does that Billie Eilish song, The Bad Guy. So I told her to mix in some little quotes from Drag Race with it, and she's like, I love that idea.
And then she concludes with,
dox this pussy, sweetie. Which is in reference to the man that she doxed for standing her up on a date. He didn't even stand her up. he stood her up three times, and then he said he wasn't ready to date. So at least he said he wasn't going. It's not like she was there waiting with a single carnation. But then she put up his picture and his info, and this is Rue Girl behavior that I like. Messy, just flagrant, little regard flagrant. For others. Like, it's just like lip syncing on the runway where you don't care who's behind you. You will whip your braid. And dox this pussy, sweetie. And you ran into me.
And then Kimora Black showed her support for Trinity the Block and Gia and shared this meme. And it said, it's the three of them in the car on the...
And Kimora,
it's from the Mean Girls scene where she drives up and picks up the girls. It says, get in, loser. We're bypassing COVID restrictions. And Kimora says, LOL, stupidest meme ever. Are we not going to talk about other queens without a mask? Let's drop those names instead of picking battles.
What? Girl, I'd like a pickle battle right now, because that would make more sense than this. A dill versus a sweet gherkin battle, because this picking battles is not working. Everybody, it seems like everybody's at fault. I literally know a Drag Race girl that said she made it. I can't even. I won't. Oh, fuck. Damn. Gia responded to that. LMFAO. I live, sis. And then... this is all basically about Trinity was working an outdoor brunch. Right. And then people came for her. And I don't know where I stand on this. I went to an outdoor Vogue battle a couple weeks ago, and I felt safe. I didn't feel like I was endangering anybody. I was on my little picnic blanket with people that I've been hanging with this whole time. Right. I don't find anything that Trinity did. I don't know the specifics of it, but I don't find anything that she did outside of the scope of what other people are doing everywhere, because a lot of places aren't as strict as LA and New York right now. So we have our own things to deal with. But like I'm in a glass house with a fucking bucket full of stones and a broken pinky finger, so I can't throw any of them right now.
Yeah.
But honey, everybody else is, and we're just here reporting on it. And right. If you have anything to say, you
can always let us know.
Tell us, we wear wigs.
We are wig wearers.
We wear the wigs here.
Wearers of the wigs. Whispers in the Willems and wearers of the wigs. It's an ongoing conversation because it's like what? Yeah, I don't know.
I'd also like to throw in a little Shea Coulee. Shea Coulee said, first of all, Gia, what we're not going to do is call each other sluts. Which I mean, thank you, Shay. I'm all here
thank
for that.
Thank you, Shay. Yeah.
I love that Gia just tweeted, she's like, Farrah's a slut. Obrigado. Go for that Brazil audience. They're one of the largest outside of America. I commend you for that, Gia. You know, the Boom Boom Gun always giveth. She's always a wealth of, you know, content.
Yes, she is. And the poet laureate of the drag world. And with
give
just
me
a
your
few
best dox this pussy, sweetie, please.
Dox this pussy, sweetie. That was me eating because it was with Gia when we did the eating episode.
Oh, right. Yeah.
We're coming upon the 10-year anniversary of the episode where I ate French fries, and we almost lost all of our listenership, so thank
you. All of them.
Thank you for staying with us.
We'd like you to stay with another cause to help us out. There's this bar called the New Jalisco Bar. It's located next to a movie theater in downtown LA. I think it's on Fifth Street or Main Street. It's a really cool bar. It's a Latin bar with a lot of amazing queens and dirty, dirty strippers. One is named Yoni that I know. I'm very appreciative of him and his boys. It's a Latina-owned spot. Rosa Maria Hernandez took over the bar in the 90s with her husband, Sergio Hernandez, and they've continued to provide a safe space for LGBTQIA plus people and Latin communities in Los Angeles. And right now, they are struggling. And we're going to link their GoFundMe on IG. If you can give them $1, $5, help them out. They're a great bar. And we'd love to be able to party there after this pandemic is over. So hit them up. Akbar just surpassed their goal of 150K in just a few days, which is incredible. So let's see if we could help do the same for this space, because it's a really fun spot and they deserve it.
Exactly. So we're going to link the GoFundMe on Instagram.
And we'll put some pictures of Yoni up too, so you can see what I'm talking about.
Please do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Please welcome at this time, welcome back and welcome one and all. You may know him from Glee and his amazing podcast called Showmance. This is the one and only Kevin McHale.
Yay.
I'm so sorry you had to settle for me.
We oh, are so happy to have another fellow podcaster yes. on the pod. First questions first. Are you watching Drag Race season 13?
I haven't seen the first episode yet.
Log off.
So bye, everyone. Meeting. It was great seeing you.
Well, RuPaul wins.
Okay, great.
As she does every year.
I do know it was the most watched episode ever.
Oh, yeah. It was?
So, yes, ever. So that's just a huge win.
That's a win for everybody. Yeah. I love that. I mean, it is really good. Are you planning on watching it? Do you watch Drag Race? Do you even care about all that?
So, Austin and I are bad gays and don't watch a lot of it. But we do have...
Okay, that's fine.
Go on.
However, was it 2 seasons ago, I did start watching, and one of our best friends, Brian, he was like, come to a bar with me, we'll watch it together, you'll experience mm-hmm. it. And then I like was like, oh... This is how I enjoy this. And a group of people yelling at the screen was right. very into that. Obviously, that's not happening now. So maybe right. if Austin and I do that together, it will work.
I love that.
And I like it in a bar, too, because you can yell at yes. the screen and drag queens. And it's the only time you can ever yell at a drag queen and they won't yell back. Because otherwise, they'll come swinging, bitch.
Exactly. And I'm always really jealous of people who haven't seen like this season of Drag Race. You get to watch it all at once whenever you want. You get to binge it in one day. So I'm really jealous of you. And we support all forms of drag support.
I'm sorry I'm late to the party.
It's okay. It's totally okay.
I'm riddled with guilt every day about it.
So I mean, well, you know,
You could. Probably could be wonderful on Drag Race. You know choreo. I mean, you sang your own songs on Glee, but I'm sure you lip synced a little during like the whatevers. Like it was live vocals and then blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. So if you had the lip sync on Drag Race, what would your ideal song be?
Oh my!
Tell God. It to my heart, Taylor Dane.
It's so crazy you say it, girl, because mine would have been a Taylor Dane song, but now not anymore.
No more.
Honestly, I think a Samantha Mumba song.
Don't wanna tell you if she don't know.
Yes, exactly. That's probably the one for me.
Samantha Mumba's making a comeback. Wait. Morgan McMichaels just like texted me. She's like, so I'm working with Samantha. And I was like, are you a publicist? She's like, no, I'm just working with her. I'm helping her out. And I was like, okay, Morgan. She's like, so let's get her on the pod. I was like, okay, Morgan.
Wait, what song is Samantha Mumba known for?
Goodbye, didn't tell you then, goodbye. That song.
Yes, that one.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, work.
She had two and baby, come on over tonight.
Yes. Oh, the key change at the end.
Oh my God, how do you remember that?
I can't get it out of my head.
I made my mom take me to some like Kiss FM concert when I was a kid, because I was obsessed with Samantha Mumba. I thought it was a crush, but then it was just that I was gay. And
you just want to play with her braids.
Yeah. I just wanted to like be on stage and backup dance for her. And my mom was like, why do you like her? I was like, look, she's great. She's like, she's lip syncing. I'm like, she clearly had a cold or something. I love Samantha Mumba and I'm ready for her comeback. Yeah. But you imagine my face like painted on Drag Race? I'd be heinous looking.
Wait a second.
That's my next question is, have you ever done drag? And are you interested in dabbling?
I would look like my sister. And so I already know what that looks like. I don't need to see that. Of course I would do it though.
I think you'd be stunning. Now I'm trying to like get into the mug. Okay, I'm trying to like.
Austin's the one that would look beautiful.
She'd look like Sophia Lamar, I think, a little bit.
Okay, yeah.
She's on Veneno.
Yeah, I can see that.
Veneno, the best show of all time?
La Veneno. Have you heard the Veneno song? It's the song that Christina recorded in the 90s. And it's like, Mas Comas, La Veneno. It's just like a talking track, and it's so fun. I've learned so much Spanish from it. I've learned more Spanish from that song than Duolingo currently.
I love that. That's
which I'm also on level
it.
3.
Good for you.
Thank you so much. I was a guest on your podcast, Showmance, with Jenna, and it was wonderful working with a Tony winner.
Isn't it?
Ding! Yeah. Miss Jenna, what a get. And you guys kind of do the same thing that we do, but for Glee, which is amazing because I'm sure there's so many good tidbits and behind the scenes things and stuff. What do you notice about old episodes with Glee? Do they age as well as Drag Race ages? Well, you haven't seen Drag Race, so never mind.
I can tell you that it doesn't age well most of the time.
Really?
You know, it prided itself in being not politically correct, which like
right.
sure works sometimes, but right. then it's just sort of like every joke is racist or sexist or homophobic. And you're like, yeah, but it's written by 3 white guys. So I just don't right. know if it totally works all the time. Some of it is very good. A couple episodes, you're like, oh, this still works. It's moving. Oh, that's really funny. And
that episode with Shangela, that was a Peabody.
if only.
So wait, what years did Glee run?
It was 2009 to 2015.
See, what excites me about this is the clothing. The clothing, I think, holds up, probably.
The clothing is great. My character basically invented or brought normcore back. You know, it was the clothing was on point, as are all of Ryan Murphy's shows, because Lou, who does all the clothing, yes. she is a beast and never, ever misses. So regardless if you like his shows or not, the clothes are going to be grade A.
Girl, Lou, every time when I did Nip Tuck, she's like, you're going to be in high heeled, suede, fringy cowgirl boots. And I said, huh? She said, that's what Ryan wanted. That's what we're getting. I was like, okay, good luck.
Yep. If Lou says it, you just do it.
It happens.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. So do you have any favorite moments that you've gotten to relive, like going back and like revisiting?
It's more so obviously behind the scenes things of like, oh, yeah, we were drunk during this scene, or that guy was like high during that scene, or this episode's actually about this thing that happened in real life. And that happens more and more as further you get into the show.
Wow.
I imagine it's hard. Writing 22 episodes of anything in like 8 months has to be a horrible, horrible thing to have to do.
Wild.
And so there was maybe some slight mining of our personal lives for stories. And then that got put into the show.
See, they never do that on Drag Race, luckily.
Honestly, we were doing the same thing on Drag Race last week because we were talking about a challenge, and Alaska knew full well that I was drunk during the challenge.
My boat is pretty. My boat is the best.
Do you have any like favorite songs from your boy band days that you might want to?
Why would you do that?
Girl, you're a legend. She's a recording artist, TV star, podcaster. Like, there's everything. And
we all got to do everything these days, you know?
Yep. Very, very Renaissance Tran. That's what we do. But if there were a song for you to do a little pop-up number, if the girls were tipping and you wanted to turn it, what would you do, Kevin? Mm. Tell us your number, other than Samantha Mumba. Mumba ain't a number.
I mean, from the boy band? Any of them. The one we had that had fake Timbaland on it was called She Said, I Said, and was the only one that was slightly successful. But I could do any of them.
I love that band because Travis Garland, his voice is on my dick playlist at least 10 times. He has all these Drake covers.
And like back then, he was like 16 singing like that, like just a freak of nature. every now and then, like, that song will come on, or one of the songs will come on, we'll be like, what was he on? Like, 16 and out singing everybody.
Have you heard his song Neighbor Boy or Neighbor Girl?
I haven't.
Oh, it's good. It makes me want to get a hose.
Was Tina Burner in your was Tina Burner in your boy band?
No.
Oh.
No.
You would have known. Big bitch.
I did look her up this week.
And you kept looking. She's huge. Ow, my pinky hurts. I got to keep it up.
Oh my gosh. Willem broke her pinky.
What the fuck were you doing?
Finger in a leprechaun. It was so tight.
Oh my gosh.
Do we have to cut that? Is that offensive to Irish people or short people?
I'm Irish and short, and I say it's fine.
Do you have any plans for 2020?
2021.
That can be controlled. Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we're clear.
But no, they're all carried over from fucking 2020, so it's accurate. Yes.
Well, we'll see if the Capitol doesn't get burned down today. Just hoping to, you know, survive till tomorrow. That's all I can ask.
Now, when the Hunger Games start, what weapon will you choose, Kevin?
Austin. Austin's my weapon.
Smart. Probably has, like, hot pies to throw out of the oven at people.
And he's also good with a bow and arrow. And he can just seduce everyone.
Oh. And he'll carry you across the tightrope.
Yeah. Like, I would be, if there was Hunger Games or we were stuck on an island, bitch, I am dead within 24 hours. I would not survive. Austin, on the other hand, has an apocalypse backpack ready to go.
Work.
I love that. That's smart. Yeah. Austin, you know that condoms can be used as hair ties too, right? In case you ever get in a pinch.
Oh. Used for a lot of things. He's not familiar with a condom.
Well.
I'd say attaboy, but that's not responsible.
Well, do you have anything else to plug before we
go? Other than Austin.
I want to thank you so very much for joining us. I appreciate you so much. But yeah, do you have anything else to plug before we say goodbye?
No, nothing to plug. I just love you both so much. I've been to several of your live shows. And you guys introduced me to Jade, which I will never forget. So I am just forever indebted for your guys' ability and talent. And love you both. All of you. It's a team effort.
Same to you.
Well, when you have something to promote or you ever want to get in drag, you let us know and we'll get you up in the gig.
We're there.
And we'll
get
have
in
a little
drag whenever you want.
Oh, as soon as my pinky's better.
Okay.
Because
that's
usually
how she puts on glitter.
Yeah. Do. Ooh.
Such a fine feather touch.
You know, and you got to keep all the other fingers up. You don't need to see what I was doing, but you know what I was doing.
You know damn well.
Thank you for joining us. Have a happy 2021.
You too.
I'll see you after the Rupocalypse.
Okay.
Bye, Austin.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Okay, now that he's gone, I'll tell you the real tea. So at first I hated her because we were doing this mini series and he got this part that I wanted.
Are you being serious?
Yeah. So he got this part that I wanted in a mini series. I got another part, but I was like, I wanted that part. And then I met him and he's so fun. And I was just like, you know, it's cool. We should be friends. You should stop being a hater, Willem. And like, honestly, I was so close to being like, a vindictive, bitter queen, because like it was a gay mini series, and he got a part of a gay guy who was like real in San Fran, he was real, and I was like, he's not even out. I'm so mad. I've sucked so many dicks. I'm out. And then I was like, you know what? Everybody's on their own journey. I don't know, but the point is, don't judge a book by its cover unless it's Suckless. Where there's a Willem, there's a way. Then you can. Right. It's all right there. It's beautiful. Right. So I love Kevin. Check him out. His podcast is great. It's a lot like Race Chaser with a little inside tease. She wasn't talking to her that day. and it's really fun like that. Yeah. Just chatty queens. My computer's about to die along with the blood flow in my pinky. Can I go get my battery?
Yeah. And we'll take a break on that. Do you need to go get ice from next door?
No, it's fine. We got one more segment. Honey, you should... This is nothing compared to some of the things... Never mind. There's a woman here.
Dox this pussy.
Honestly, though, like, I was getting fucked last night, and we had to switch from doggy, and then I started riding, and I was holding the window with one arm up like a cowgirl, like fucking Catfish Annie over here. yeah. So that was fun, but, like, all the blood was going to my hand as I was doggy, and I was like, are you close? He's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, you don't even know why I'm asking.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah. Girl, it's throbbing right now.
Well, we are back, and Willem's finger is throbbing, and so are some of the members that have been sent in.
Oh, yes. It's time for a very special safely distanced hike. We're going spelunking, unking.
Inside the DMs. Do you want to read this one from Michael?
Yeah, this comes from Michael. Oh.
Dox this pussy, sweetie.
I thought we agreed to almond milk on premises.
Oh, sorry.
Hello, Michael. Or from Michael. Sorry. Hello, Alaska, Willer, and Dipper. It's Blue Moon bartender Michael Q messaging you from Pittsburgh.
Oh, my God.
I just caught back up on recent episodes a couple days ago, and while listening to the recap of The Final Three, Hunty, I realized I may have in my possession an iconic piece of Drag Race legacy.
Oh, my God.
See, back when Alaska left Pittsburgh to move to L.A., and P.S., we still miss you and we are so proud of you, Ms. Sharon Needles stopped by the Blue Moon a few weeks ago and dropped off a bag of things Alaska had left behind. I happened to be there at the time and was recently starting my own drag journey as the local bearded lady, so I was eager for new, free items. I hadn't paid too much attention to everything I grabbed, but I took a few wigs indiscriminately because I just really needed a wig. Anyway, I pulled the wig and the attached picture out of the bag and immediately recognized being on the head of Alaska from This Is the Beginning music video. But I've never been 100% sure that this is, in fact, the legendary wig herself. Alaska, can you please confirm? No drick pick considering I know Alaska and how that could come off as untoured. But instead, I've attached a screen grab of Alaska and me in a car when I helped film the Hooker Shoes video. And because I adore Willem and haven't said much about her in this message, I was front row at your first show at Kativo and got this stunning picture of you doing floor work with a bag of Chick-fil-A. Much love from Pittsburgh, the Blue Moon, and especially me, Michael Q. Oh my God, this hideous wig.
Michael Q, it's so good to see you, baby. Oh my gosh, it's great to hear from you. Jesus, that is the little orphan, little oral Annie wig from the beginning music video, the wig in question. And it looks like it has been shocked by an electrical socket. It looks like it has been put through a garbage disposal. It looks like Bianca Del Rio snuck into my room at night and cut my wigs up. It's seen better days.
I don't know if it's fair to call it a wig anymore.
Wiglet.
I don't think it was fair to call it a wig then, actually, but you were still trying to. This picture of you in this car with Michael is beautiful. You look like Angeline. It's classic Alaska. She's looking for the moon roof. The Hooker Shoes.
We did Amy Vodka House.
I love a ballad.
We did a song called Hooker Shoes, and we shot the video at the Blue Moon. Michael was there to help out with that process. Oh, my God.
Has there ever been a drag video that did not have at least one setup at some gay bar?
Honey,
can we just
baby,
use the stage?
Mama,
can you open up the place at 11 a.m.?
Mama, baby, honey, gorge,
how sweetie. Do these lights work?
Honey, you just unlock the door. Actually, could you get craft services while you're... could you run the lights? Actually, do you have sound set up?
Why is the floor sticky?
Could you call 45 of your friends to be extras? Thank you so much.
Where's the foam machine?
Not the foam.
Girl,
the foam
I've been
machine.
On video. I was at a video at MJ's for a shoot, and I was the one that they made sit there while the drag queen was shooting, and they asked about the foam, and I was like, the last foam party, someone shit in the corner. We had to end it at like 1:45 because it smelled so bad. But speaking of smells so bad, I'm on the floor of Kativo.
The things we did in the great before, the things we did before COVIDina.
And that's my good MBW Chick-fil-A wig.
My favorite.
Mm-hmm. You can wear it when we get you in drag, girl. We can bleach your
she
beard to match that wig.
She needs big, curly, voluminous red hair.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So the little Orion-y wig.
She's gingy. She's ginger.
And I'm currently missing these earrings. So if anyone has them in Costa Rica or any other foreign locales I performed at, they should be returned.
Dox this pussy.
Dox this pussy, sweetie.
Thank you so much, Michael. You're an angel, and I hope to see you soon.
I don't think of you as a bartender, and I don't think of you as a friend. I think of you as an angel.
Our next message comes from Elaine, and my hair is by Elaine. Okay. Hi, Alaska Willem and Dipper. As you got older, have you needed more and more to get turned on? Recently, my friend had an intense sexual experience with her friend from high school, full of kinky BDSM-esque lesbian domination. Since then, she has only been able to masturbate to more intense BDSM pornography. I'm worried that if she keeps having sex this kinky, she will just keep needing more intense content and experiences to get off. There's nothing wrong with a bit of kink, but she is only 20, and I'm worried this might be too much, too young, and she won't be satisfied as easily in, say, 10 years. Alaska and Willem, since you are older, in quotes, do you feel like you have needed... Next message. No, I'm just kidding. Next. I'm just kidding. Since you are older, do you feel like you have needed more intense sexual experiences over time, or am I worrying about something that isn't a real issue? Best wishes, Elaine.
With fans like these, we don't need enemies of the pod.
I have something to say about this.
What? That your age?
Well, no, because in my, you know, early 20s, I was very, you know, sexually adventurous, and that's the time where you sort of figure out what you're into, try things that you never did before. And now, like, I am not even French vanilla, I'm just regular vanilla. So
Tahitian vanilla pod.
Artisanal Tahitian vanilla bean.
Scrape the beans out.
Right. In my personal case, no, I was into some pretty sick, twisted, fucked up shit for a minute, but then it just it could come in phases, and maybe that's what you're into at the time. And
you like it to come in phases?
I don't, right.
Not all
I don't
at once.
Think there's anything to worry about. What do you think, Willem?
I've done a lot. I've done a little bit of everything. And
live to tell the tale.
A man can tell a thousand lies. She's used her sphincter swell. Hope it lives to smell the secrets I have spurned. Okay, so I think kinks get less as you get older because people get lazier sometimes. They're like, I don't want to put on the leather. I don't want it. You'd have to untie me if the phone rings or if my Grubhub comes. I think that you should let this girl do her thing and figure it out on her own. You don't need to worry that she's going to rub her clit off with a fucking mace or ball and chain. It'll be fine. I don't like that you called us older. what else? BDSM is great. I was watching this porn yesterday, and Austin Wolf was slapping my friend John, Bad Kid, on OnlyFans. He slapped him enough, and then he reached under him, and then John was obviously erect, and he said, oh, you do like this. And then he started to hit her more, and I loved it. And then he started to bleed, and he's like, oh, man.
Bleed where?
In the face, because he's got a little spider bite piercing. And the first thing that the kid that Austin was hitting did was giggle. And then they stopped. So they'll be back for part two, I guess, when the blood has clotted. Or but like, I don't know. Blood let her do what she wants.
I don't think there's anything to worry about. We have a message here from Sam. Hello, Laz, Lim, and Dip. Quarantine Christmas had me binging mindless television, and I found Sherry Vine and Jackie Beat making an effort to win big on Supermarket Sweep. My question, what game show would you want to dominate in drag? Lasky writing her final Jeopardy answer to the iconic tune. Willie knocking Chris Harrison out of the way for a final rose. Dippy wiping down American Ninja Warriors. Here's some cock shots for your inspection and my open invitation subscription to free trials of my OnlyFans. A man's got to get that coin, too. Keep up the great work, dude and dolls. Much love, Sam. Instagram at Samuel Carlos Hall. Twitter, Alpha Sam with two M's. OnlyFans at Ginger Beard Daddy.
Okay. Oh, wow. This PA with the fluids dripping off of it? That's almost art.
I feel like I've seen this guy before. Is that possible?
Probably at your show.
I've seen it. There's this picture where he's looking down, very domineering. He's pulling his green sweatpants shorts down to reveal a large red cock ring, securing the balls.
And the shaft.
A prodigious Prince Albert piercing and a wedding band. A band of gold.
All that's left. What game show do you think you would dominate other than All Stars Drag Race 2?
I would like to do, first of all, I'd like to do The Masked Singer, but I might be a dead giveaway because I sound like this.
And you wear a horse. Yeah.
Right. I would be the flamingo horse.
You could be a snake.
Right. I could be the snake. Which there was already, but they repeat, but they like make it the monster snake. I would love to do that. I would also love to do Celebrity Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and win money for charity.
Huh.
That's what I'd like to do.
I would like to do Celebrity X on the Beach because it involves going to the beach and fucking around with my exes, who I'm all still friends with. So if anybody knows Celebrity X on the Beach, tell them I would love to be on it. Write in now. I would also love to do Teen Jeopardy because I'm smarter than all those little faggot nerds. I would like to do Wheel of Fortune.
She said Teen Jeopardy. These children are fucking idiots.
I would very much like to do Wheel of Fortune, but I'm sure Vanna would know why I was there. She knows I'm out for her job.
She would keep an eye on you.
She would know. I would also like to do Making It, which is this craft show that that Nick Offerman and Amy Poehler host, where they make stuff.
Work.
What else would I like to do? I want to do Wipeout. Wipeout looked so fucking fun.
Oh my gosh!
I would love to do Wipeout in drag, and then. What other
That'd
shows
be
do I
sick,
want? Oh, and I want to do House Hunters again. I want to buy another house. And Mark. Then, yeah, that's it.
I
what
love
about
that.
You, Dipper? What would you do?
Oh my God. The thought of Wipeout sounds really fun. Wait, have you seen The Floor is Lava on Netflix?
Yes, I want to do that too.
Oh,
yes.
That's a good one.
Can
dude.
We do that with drag?
Doing that in drag, you all would be amazing.
Oh, it would
the
be a
The floor
gift.
Is bad lighting.
Then no one would touch it.
No you one would touch it.
Did you see? Right did you see the stage at Drag Race doesn't have light bulbs anymore? They have LED lights.
Oh,
for the runway, so the girls can't get mad and kick the glass or smoke it. This comes from Peter. Hello, Alaska Willem and Big Dripper. I did some extensive research to find out what boy band Tina Turner was in because Tina Burner was in because there seems to be very little evidence of it online.
The Teenage Mutant Tina Turners.
I eventually found one reference to their single on Amazon. It comes complete with super fake Amazon reviews. Please enjoy this musical tour de force. Can't Say by Fifth Ring. Oh, Fifth Ring. I only have two. I've also attached their cover art and, of course, my explicit trick. Thanks, Peter.
Ooh. Wait a second. Dick. Okay, so there's a cover art for Fifth Ring, which I
it
don't...
It looks like the Babysitter's Clubs with highlights, but boys.
Which one is Tina Burner?
Front left. Or maybe back right.
Back right. With the
maybe front tips. Left and back right are... Well, see, frosted tips. You've narrowed it down to 4 out of 5 of them.
See, I thought bottom left was...
I thought bottom left, too, but then the bottom left the chat and Tina's verse, so top right.
Right, Teeny yeah. Burner. And the young man in the middle is literally 5 years old.
That's actually Blair St. Clair.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, that makes sense. That really makes
current
sense.
Picture, though. Yeah, thin white bitch, Blair St. Clair.
The dick is very smooth. There is no hair. It's all been removed. And there's a grinder watermark on the bottom of the photo. So you know this came straight from the app. Okay, from the social dating app.
He's an app chap. I would love to hear this song. And if you would love to hear it, it will be on the Race Chaser pod where you can listen and tell us if you liked it. I'm currently obsessed. And I have to say this. I drove home from Palm Springs the other day and I listened to Sitting Alone in the VIP at least 5 or 6 times straight. Because every time you think it's going to end, there's something new. I kind of like, I know all the bars that you talk about in the song. Like, I feel like it's just like, in the Triple A Girls documentary, which will be out in 2021, you talk about writing this song that's like a fucking banger, like a hate fuck bang bang. And I think you did it with Sitting Alone in the VIP. Because
oh my
it's
gosh.
The song that you exactly describe in the documentary, which didn't happen for the Triple A Girls, but this is it. It's such a good fucking song. And if you haven't listened to it, Candeliza Musingtons is on it. Yes. And it's a wonderful, wonderful song.
Yeah, Candy Muse is a dream to work with, and I'm really proud of the song, so thank you. But you know what? I think we need to end this episode with Tina Burner's boy band song, which is called Can't Say by Fifth Ring. Can't say.
I wish you didn't say.
thank you so much for listening to Hot Goss.
Yeah, and special thanks to our guest, Kevin McHale. You can follow him. Kevin McHale and comedian Tim Murray, who did our little deep throat bit at the top of the show. You could follow him at tmurray06 on IG and Twitter.
Send us your questions. Email racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. And we have bonus video content available at patreon.com/Willem. You just search using the hashtag racechaser and you can watch the many videos a la carte. And new videos are coming out in just a few days. And check out our YouTubes. Alaska's on YouTube. You should subscribe to her and to me.
Yes, and we'll continue to release some of our older Patreon content from 2019 for free now on YouTube. Oh my gosh, that's the new doorbell that we had installed. Do you hear the song?
Oh,
Titanic?
My
Who could
God.
It be?
You're queer. Your package is here. Come to the porch right now, or it will get stolen.
Wow, work.
So make sure you're subscribed to Alaska's channel on YouTube and hit that bell icon so you get notifications. And I would love to get to 1 million because there's a plaque and it's not on my veneers for once. So follow us on Instagram at Willem, at the only Alaska 5000, at Race Chaser Pod, and at Mom Podcasts.
And that link on Instagram at Race Chaser Pod also has lots of resources and places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement. Wear a mask, wash your hands, stay safe and healthy out there.
And we will be back next week with more
piping, steaming, scalding, boiling,
hot goss.
Can't say.
Give it some
say. Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
Trying to get sleep, but then you speak to me from the deep unknown. Suddenly you've gone away, I know. I'm out here on my own in the afterglow. Something in your mind was cold as ice. It was so unfeeling. Something in my heart was saying, don't go away. I can't say why you left me. Don't know why you went away. But I try to understand. I can't say why you left me. Don't know. Couldn't stand. understand. Everything I gave to you is gone. Will we ever know what might have changed those feelings if our love had grown? Something that I felt inside my heart could have been the place where things went wrong. Just don't know. I never said that we could work it out, and you couldn't feel it. I never said that we would end up strangers one day. I can't say why you left me. Don't know why you went away. But I tried.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.